or anything like that.
Jeez.
So.
Well, it is. Never know.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, which is usually means we have the orphanage live on Greenville Avenue on top of Stan's Blue Note, and it's raining a bit today in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Not here.
Not here? Really?
It looks like it's about to.
I looked, and there's between a 10 and 30% chance of rain throughout the day, but
okay.
It looks like you might avoid it.
Will you guys at least get your show in?
Oh, sure.
That'd be good.
We're weatherproof.
We'll go to network otherwise, right? By the way, this is a great place to judge people.
Oh, I bet. Is it the typical
the
scene?
Best.
Is it already nuts and butt out there?
No, not yet. That's usually about an hour from now. It'll start filling up. But
yeah, by the time we're done, it starts to peak, and it rides that crest for about 4 hours.
Until people start dropping like flies.
Yes.
You guys have the best people watching.
Yeah, that's right, David. You did it 1 year, didn't you?
Yeah, Bassick and I were out there, and he brought his sister and all her friends up there. And it was just, watch you guys do the wireless with Gordon is pretty funny.
He said he's going to come out, but I haven't seen
him
yet.
Yeah, he tweeted that earlier.
Oh,
so
he did?
I think he is committed to you guys.
So how is it out of surprise, guys?
He will be wearing a fur coat and jeans and boots, too.
Well, Davey, it's a dry heat, you know, on the desert, but no. We're in studio today.
So, oh, I just heard it was a special spring training edition of Diamond Talk, so I thought maybe Cumulus flew you out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, whatever.
You know better than that. But Norm and Ryan Danny, the Hardline's going to be out next week?
Yes, sir. We leave manana.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, can't wait, man. We're going to get to see the old Darvish pitch on Monday.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, if it doesn't rain, man, I checked the forecast, and it is like an 80% chance of rain tomorrow and 50 on Monday.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Out there?
And like 55 degrees. It's unheard of weather for Phoenix at this time of year.
I'm really glad you're getting to go. You need to be on that trip. You make those trips better, I think.
I've never missed that trip. I don't do the Super Bowl unless it's in Dallas.
Right.
but yeah, I've never missed a spring training trip. Those are good times. It's a very laid back atmosphere. You know, it's not a lot of the Super Bowl. There's a lot of shiny beads and objects to distract you. But out there, you pretty much have to make your own fun.
Like Alex Gordon's wife.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah,
those were other kids.
Yeah.
Bitch.
That was the combined power of the Shoopies.
Those were other kids. Wow. Yeah, it was.
But that's all been cleared up with John Blake and everybody,
I'm
assuming.
Oh, yes, of course. We paid our penance by being banned for 3 years, and now...
you're still banned from any Royals activities, right?
We can't go and talk to... I don't know. I really don't know what the rules are.
Who's the other guy in that? It was Gordon, too.
Luke O'Shaver.
Yeah, Luke O'Shaver. That's right.
The first-round pick of a few
years ago. By the way, nothing says St. Patrick's Day like yes.
Yeah, I'm hearing that in the background.
Can you hear owner of a lonely fart in the back?
No. Yeah, we've got the Red Bull Commando truck with its multimedia top popped with flat screens and about a million speakers and a DJ with a laptop.
Yeah, and nobody around it.
Do you have Killer on hand today, engineering?
No, we got Wayne the train, man.
I love Wayne, but
hey, he's great.
I love Killer on the mic in the crowd. Was that 2-3 years ago you let him loose?
Yeah, did we?
I think so.
We've got noted regional comedian Dave Little doing his usual wireless duties.
We
today.
Have Dave, okay. Dave the Force Field Little.
That's not my nickname.
It is too. There's nothing better than watching Dave like just maneuver his way through a thick crowd and just watching the seas part.
Maybe there's something to the name Dave because he's the only person that I've ever met that can match my power.
Oh, you're much better than me. Much better than me.
I think your force field is perhaps stronger than mine.
Well, I'm older.
That's true.
But essentially what this is you have women that want to come out, and they walk up and down the strip, like these three right here.
Oh, yeah.
They're just trying to get guys to buy them crap or look at them. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting attention.
It's working.
And we fall for it every time.
I know.
It's about getting free drinks.
Yeah, we're on the radio, bitch.
Getting invited to getting invited to house parties.
Yeah. And then you have guys like the fella right across the street with the F me, I'm Irish t-shirt.
But he's working.
Is he? He hasn't done one thing.
Nobody's
since
at
we
his
got
booth.
Here. You know why? Because he's at a booth, and the bar that he's working at, it's like they're all just a bunch of different bars, and this one's just called Shots. You can't even get a beer. It's all Shots. So I don't want to hate on St. Patrick's Day, but my God in heaven, it's 10 in the morning. Who wants to be downing Jägermeister right now?
Well, but nobody's buying shots right now.
That's what I'm saying.
He's dancing.
So you should have come out here at like 3, and then people would be ready for shots.
Well, Dan Paul, you have a long day, do you not? You're going to be at what?
The Schmubliner at 1.
So I believe it's called the Dubliner.
Right, the Dubliner.
So is that just a ticket appearance? Are you playing, or what's going on?
No. It's just, you know how, what's his name? Saroy.
Yeah.
He's been doing all those things like the...
Pour-offs?
What's that?
Is it the pour-offs that he's been doing?
He's been doing a lot of those. It's a
beer
big,
judge?
It's a big Guinness-driven thing, I believe. So I'll be over there courtesy of a beer company.
It's a meet and greet.
Yeah.
But not Guinness?
I don't know. I don't know if you can even say that on the air.
They could sponsor it, but you can't even say it.
I don't know the rules. You can't call it the Super Bowl, so I figured might be something like that.
Doesn't apply to everybody.
By the way, I did sample earlier this week the new Guinness Black Lager,
and
pretty good,
really.
Because it's they use the roasted malt, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
delicious.
And so it has the same color and the same taste as Guinness, but it's much lighter and smoother.
Much blacker.
Better than the white lager.
What are you saying?
That Dave's racist.
Oh.
Huh. Let's just wait until the wireless is
ready.
We'll
get more comedy stylings like that from sweet Force Field Dave shortly.
It's not my nickname. It's not my nickname.
So the Bucks playing anywhere tonight?
We are off all weekend.
Interesting.
Excuse me. I'm not feeling well because your dumb butt roommate came back to work too early and got everybody sick.
Dude, I had to tell him to go stay at his folks' house. I didn't want to get sick again.
Yeah, he shows up. He takes Monday and Tuesday off. We're talking about groups. And he comes back to work on Wednesday, and Thursday night I start feeling crappy, I show up for work yesterday, and I'm like, I asked Mike, I go, how are you feeling? He goes, I'm terrible. I go, me too. So Groobs comes back to work early and gets everybody sick, and I tell him this, and it's not, oh man, I'm so sorry, dude. It's, yeah, that sucks, bro. That's tough. Yeah, I just went through that, man.
That new setup you have in the control room. You guys are right on top of one another.
I'm too close to him.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, now. I'm getting his shoopy germs all over my face.
But he's 100% today. He's fully
he's
recovered
ready
to party his ass off all day and have his appearance later today.
Yes. With Donovan and Gordo.
Right.
Random threesome.
And Ringo's.
Yeah, with mini kiss.
By the way, you cracked me up at the end of my 250 ticker yesterday. Thank you for that.
Mini kiss has been very topical this week, should I say.
I'm sitting here promoting mini kiss, and I see Danny right in front of me behind the glass just bobbing side by side rhythmically like he's a midget or something.
I don't know what I was doing.
You were doing your midget Gene Simmons.
Struck me funny, though.
It's been funny to hear all the ticker hosts promote mini kiss because they can barely even get the name of the band out of their mouth without cracking up. That's so funny.
By the way, as we people watch, there's a I don't know, 300-pound Hispanic guy that just walked by. He's dressed in all black, and you know how he represented St. Patrick's Day? Because you know how you're supposed to wear green, right?
Yeah, like I did.
Well, the front of his black T-shirt is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and he's 300 pounds, and the concubine, double it.
That might be his wife, all right? Not his concubine.
Okay, we'll see about that.
He's a great big fat person.
Oh, wait. She's a big girl, sir.
So what's on the show today, boys? We have brackets and free agency talk.
Oh, my God. So much NBA talk. I have a hot sports opinion about the Mavericks.
Yeah, we're going to break down what the Cowboys' offensive line in 2012 looks like.
So tune in for all of that.
Can't wait.
Yep. It's going to be amazing.
Stay safe.
Love you.
Love ticket. You. Be safe.
The Unticket.
Good morning, everyone.
Hell damn yeah.
Son of bitch. Yeah.
Vagine.
Bitch.
Uh-huh.
We are here.
And we've already seen Danny's kryptonite, the guy with the Dr. Seuss hat that's shaped like a green beer mug with the Green Man pants, like the tights, from the Green Man suit.
Yes.
And then he's wearing a kilt over that.
Yes.
Not to mention his neon green shoelaces on his
sneakers. Nothing wrong with that look.
Sneakers.
Wrong with that look.
That dude will not know the touch of a woman today at all.
Tomorrow?
They're waving at us. They just waved at us.
You don't think there's some drunk whore that's going to think that's cute and clever?
That guy's wearing a tutu next to him.
I don't think women really have tremendous mate selection today. I think that anything goes.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
All areas, full access.
All eight of them?
Yeah. They get drunk and it's here.
My ear's fine. Just go.
Just go?
Ear?
Yeah.
Just do it. Still don't care. Finish.
Why?
I can't finish. I'm sorry.
I had too much Jameson.
I guarantee that guy has never had Jameson in his life.
Who?
That guy.
Is Jameson really rare or something?
No, it's just he doesn't drink Irish whiskey.
What do you think he drinks?
He drinks vodka Red Bulls.
Hmm.
Look at these girls dancing.
Dave Lane's Judgment Tour 2012.
Oh, that's This is 2 hours of judgment today.
You know what? I would like
2 hours of feeling superior to everyone out here who's having a good time.
Well, we are all on top of a roof, like kings.
We put ourselves in the judging position.
This is the Saint.
Yeah, every person that walks by, we have the thumb out, kind of teetering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to go up or
Joaquin
is it going to go down?
Phoenixing everyone.
Right.
I need a midget to entertain me.
Okay.
Wow.
No, I actually do have a proclamation to make today that I have officially had it.
With?
What do you mean?
Oh, boy.
With love?
No, I've just, me as a human, I've had it.
Oh, no.
What does that mean? Like you're throwing in the white towel and you're never going to get better. It's
This is as good. This is like you're the equivalent of getting a neck tattoo.
Uh-huh.
That's about you. When you get that, you've achieved.
You're done.
This is as far in life as I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. So, Dave.
Why do you say that, Dave?
Well,
you got the Kip's big boy hair, haven't you?
I know. My hair is stupid.
We need to put you in checkered overalls and a little burger platter.
Yeah, that'll help his self-esteem.
I would eat the hell out of that burger if you had it, though. Especially if it had an egg on it.
Just anything to soak up the alcohol.
No, I'm not like that today. I'm kind of sick, so
uh-oh.
I don't feel well. I want to make out with you, though.
Do you think you may jump off the roof today?
I'm not going to jump off the roof.
You're not suicidal.
I'm not going to
land on that tarp and ruin everybody's fun beneath him.
Everybody's fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to accidentally kill five people on the front porch of Stan's.
Kip's big boy tried to commit suicide today.
Breaking news.
No, but I've had
the mascot
it.
For Kip's big boy.
Committed suicide.
What's his
today.
Name? What's the mascot's name?
It's
I don't
big
know.
Boy.
I guess it's not Kip because it's Kip's
Bob.
Big boy. Bob?
Bob's
big boy.
Bob's big boy. Now, didn't they used to be a restaurant called Sambo's?
Yes.
Well, see, this is what's confusing is because that big boy restaurant, I knew there used to be Shoney's big boy.
Yeah, Shoney's, there's Kip's, there's Bob's, and then there's Sambo's.
What is that?
Sambo's was the same thing as like a big boy, but they had to shut it down because some people found the name offensive. I don't see color, so.
You don't?
Uh-huh.
Didn't Sambo turn tigers into maple syrup or something?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
No, it was butter.
Turn him into butter?
Yeah, he had tigers that chased him around the tree, and they chased around so fast they turned into butter.
What story is this?
And then he put him on
it's
pancakes.
It's called Little Black Sambo!
Why does it have to be Black Sambo?
Well, that's the name
that's
of that
the
book.
Name of the book.
It's a very controversial kid's book.
Is that
book.
Dr.
Yeah,
Seuss?
Yeah, but it should be empowering to black people.
It's Chad Seuss, his brother.
It should be empowering to black people because he was the protagonist of the book and he outsmarted the tigers.
Right.
Yeah.
And he got to eat a big diabetic stack of pancakes.
Yeah. And the story continues.
Why is it continuing?
Because we're still alive.
Huh.
That's Dave Little.
No, it's not. There are no black people here.
Yes,
well,
there are.
Where?
Look at in some of the event staff shirts.
We're all white friends.
There's one.
No.
There's one.
That's a mulatto.
Good Lord.
Oh,
well, he is with I think he's with a Latina. A rather large Latina.
Do you think he's Irish?
Everyone's Irish today.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And if he's not, he will be.
What is that?
You know, I think there's too many white people in the world.
Dude, there is no
question.
We do need
a cleansing.
Whoa.
What?
Jeez. We need to cleanse ourselves of white people.
Clarify your comments. Kip.
Those are not sensible shoes, ma'am, for the event. I'm just saying.
Which ones?
Oh, the hookery lady right there.
Makes her butt big.
The which one?
Right
she's
there in front of you with
the big
polka dot shirt.
Wedge sandals.
Look at those shoes.
Look at those.
Dave, you need to go talk to
she's
her.
She's going to break an ankle today.
That's
yes.
All right.
Well, if she falls forward, she'll be fine.
Those kind of heels are all right because they tip the entry point.
I'm sorry, what?
Entry point.
Of what? Entry point
they,
of what?
They give you an assist.
It's like a jacking up the rear end of a car
right.
to access the brakes and the tailpipe
exactly.
underneath.
To get inside the tailpipe,
right.
you need to jack up the rear of a car.
Yeah, because you might need some tailpipe maintenance. That seems to be a big checkpoint when I go to Jiffy Lube.
That's what I call it.
Bottom.
Getting the poison out is called tailpipe maintenance.
Bill King's Braco.
Hey, guys.
Do you ever get up in there in the catalytic converter?
Oh.
Nah, sulfur smells too much.
What does it smell like?
Sulfur? I'm
sorry?
That's not a question that needed to be asked today or ever.
Let's
talk about event staff.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about event staff, and we're going to set the scene because...
Wait. We're going to set the scene, obviously, and talk about the day down here on Lower Greenville, but I want to get into more of you giving up.
I do, too.
I think this
okay.
is an interesting thing because you're middle-aged now, and you never thought you would be. You were always
right.
going to be young.
I was going to live forever.
Live forever and... cocaine would be ejected straight into your nose at all points of life, and it's just going to be awesome.
Right. So coming up next, we're going to set the scene. We're going to talk about what's new at the Lower Greenville Block Party and why I'm giving up on the ticket.
The Unticket.
Welcome back to the St. Patrick's Day Greenville Parade featuring Gordon Keith, Dave Lane, Dave Little, and myself.
We just had a quality show during break.
Yep. We did.
None of it was arable.
Why? God. Why is it that all guys that work out too much talk like this?
Oh, there's another one.
Here's one.
Because they work out their vocal cords, too.
Hey!
Rex Quando.
Yeah.
Buff Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two I remember. Crunch McCormick.
Crunch McCormick.
Yep, you bet.
Lats McGillicuddy.
Lats McGillicuddy. Pat Cranston.
Bicep O'Rourke.
Oh, no, I see that went too far.
Bicep O'Rourke. This is now you're just being stupid.
I'm sorry.
Now we're just being stupid. All right, we need to set the scene because this is a lot different than it was last year, right, Dave?
Yeah, the major difference, and of course, we're at the Greenville Block Party, which stretches between, I guess, Vanderbilt and Vickery down there.
Lano, Vickery.
And we're on the rooftop of Stan's right across from the... Dallas Landmark Goody Goody Liquor.
It's nice.
And
it's an example.
If no one has ever seen the architecture.
Oh, my God.
You're taking a tour of architecture
the
around
design.
Dallas. The design of Goody Goody Liquor.
Yeah, after you go through the Park Cities, just come down Greenville and...
Look at Goody
look
Goody,
at
Goody Liquor.
Goody Goody. Mm-hmm. No, but the new development is the stretch of Torelli's and Doty's and Roast that was... a shell that wasn't quite completed last year, or had it just burned down last year? I can't remember.
It's been 2 years since it burned down.
Okay, so it was.
If you remember,
it hadn't opened.
It burned down.
Last year.
It burned down 2 weeks, about 2 or 3 weeks before St. Patrick's Day.
Two years ago. Okay, so last year they were in the process of rebuilding, but they hadn't opened.
Correct.
Yet.
We will rebuild.
But this is the first year that those three businesses are reopened for St. Patrick's Day, and they have the new rooftop decks.
Yes.
And I don't know about Torelli's and Roast, but I did hear from our good friend Vince over at the Dubliner that the guy at Doty's is charging $50 a head to be on the roof today.
I think that's questionable.
Are you serious?
That's questionable.
That's what I heard.
I don't know about that.
That's what I heard.
50?
Yeah.
That sounds like that's... from your rectum.
I don't believe that. That can't be true.
Bottom.
You know, it's not like there's a ton of folks up there.
What are we charging?
Well, there's I would say 25 people up there.
Yeah.
Probably 30 people up there. Times 50, that's...
$150.
112.
Hey, if you can get it, why not charge it?
I guess.
Yeah.
And there's a new development. I don't know if you've been in Blue Goose lately, but they redid. They have a real bar in there now.
What do you mean a real bar?
Well, you know how you used to go in and there was the host stand.
They would
stand.
Have drinks lined up on the back of the toilet.
No.
That was the old bar.
You would go in and there was the hostess
terrible.
Stand.
Only fit five up there. You just took one.
There was the hostess stand and then there was a little bar at
right.
the back. And then there was kind of that weird half inside, half outside area with like one long table. They gutted all that and made it one big room with a horseshoe bar in the middle.
Oh, okay.
It's actually pretty nice.
Do they still have two soft tacos for
$17.99? Okay, let's support all the businesses
down
here.
No, I am. I'm saying that's a really good deal.
Why is that a good deal?
Because they're
I don't think
because
they
they're
have,
worth it.
I don't think they have exorbitant prices, delicious. Danny.
Okay, so Doty's overpriced, Blue Goose overpriced. Any other reviews you
the
guys
The Stinson
get?
Studio Salon?
Yeah. What tattoos? About Lower Greenville Jewelry?
It's good.
How about Hold Fast Tattoos?
What about Cayadora?
Hey, guys.
Who are you?
Cayadora.
Oh, hi, Cayadora.
Hello.
What are you doing down here?
I am Greenvilleing.
I enjoy your cousin's band.
Who's that?
Jesus Rape.
What are you doing?
He's bringing things to the radio that shouldn't
what?
Be.
What are you doing?
He plays bass,
which is what I like to
like
call every
God
day.
God can't see through the mispronunciation.
Which, what is mispronounced?
Or you've obscured it from the Lord
Or he
somehow.
Couldn't hear what was being said during break. Right. Wouldn't that suck if the only time that God heard us is when we had headsets
yes.
on?
Yes, guarantee hell. It would guarantee hell for us.
I don't know. The stuff that goes on off the air is 10 million times worse. Hey, here comes another guy that works out a lot. Look at that dude in the black shirt.
That's all right. Oh.
Across the parking lot.
Oh, dude,
and
yeah.
Well, he looks like he just got off the plane from Afghanistan.
What do you mean?
I'm here to kill a family.
A family?
Where are the Afghans at? You got an Afghan hand, I'll kill it.
God, he's got like an 18-pack.
Yeah.
He's tall. All right, let's get into Dave's life.
Yeah. Why have you had it?
Yeah, why did you live one if it was going to turn out this badly?
This big declaration of how you've had it. Well, I want to know what's up.
Well, I was just thinking about like maybe 10 years ago when Gordon and I did this St. Patrick's Day thing. I remember going to South by Southwest and staying up all night on Friday and driving back early Saturday morning and coming straight here and doing the show and then drinking all day.
And you never felt so alive.
And I never felt so alive. And then this week I've been following South by Southwest on Twitter. And then I come up here and I'm going to do the show and then I'm going to go home and I'm going to babysit my daughter. And I feel like things have changed a little bit.
That's a sobering fact, Dave.
Well, you need to solve those problems one at a time. You need to go to South by Southwest. Sound Southwest.
With
go to
your
Sound
daughter.
Southwest.
With your
Sound
daughter.
Southwest. They're like an old music store.
Yeah, yes.
God.
Soundtown. Soundtown.
So you need to go down there. You need to investigate orphanages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was good enough for you is good enough for your daughter, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't have a dad or a mom.
That's right. Look
Not
how
a
you
real
turned
one.
Out.
You had a fake one.
You had some fake parents.
Right.
You need to let her, you want to afford your kids the same things that you enjoy.
Right.
Yes.
Don't think that you've had it, Dave. You've just grown up. Now, I know your life has been nothing but a series of disappointments and setbacks.
One after the other, right?
Setbacks.
He's now set back to before the start line
of
his life.
My life would be a story of human triumph if there was ever triumph.
Right. Mm. Are you depressed at all? Or?
No, I'm fine. But it is.
How is your drinking? Is your drinking out of control?
Do you need a Vyvanse?
No, I'm fine. I don't drink much anymore.
He just bought a 12-pack of Modelo.
Before coffee.
So, he's going to drink after this.
Like, how many nights a week would you say that you drink?
Eight. Maybe two.
That's pretty good.
Two or three.
Yeah. No problem there. So, you don't come home after work and relax with a drink?
Like Don Draper.
Yeah, it depends.
Like a nice...
Sometimes. But you know, most of the time, it's just like one or two drinks. It's like the binge drinking is at an extreme minimum now.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I know anything other than binge drinking.
Today is the day for binge drinking.
Well, yeah.
And if you're going to drink, please don't drive.
Yeah, do you think that people are coming all the way down here to just go have one scotch?
Yes, they should drink responsibly.
Or one glass of wine with brunch.
You know what? I'll have half a glass of beer. And do you have more of those croissants? That's what people are saying.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Do you have any water? Do you have green water?
Can you do like half a glass of Chardonnay and then spike it with a little Evian or something?
Is that a girl talking?
No, it's a guy. This is that guy that worked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe some ice cubes made of Evian.
And like a little, I don't know, like a little angel tinkle.
What's
on
that?
Top.
Angel tinkle.
What's angel tinkle?
That's,
yeah.
That's a new spirit that Gordon just came out with.
Do you have that?
Do you have that? Do you think things are going well for that guy in the F me, I'm Irish shirt?
Gosh, no. Look at him. He's pleading with guys walking by. Please. Come on. I'll open up. Just come on.
Open up.
It means like he'll tell you his life story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
And he'll guess your weight and your age.
I've got some wedge sandals back here for easier access.
Come on, lady. I'll put on my platform heels.
Wedge sandals. Oh,
come
boy.
On. I don't care. You get a girl. Hey,
all right. What about the
guy with the eyes? Bend over.
What about the skinhead with the shamrock socks pulled up to his knees?
Oh boy.
Do you think he or his buddy in the
Mavs
Nowitzki jersey? Do you think either of those guys will get in a fight today?
Yes.
With each other?
I guarantee you, those dudes are ultimate fighters.
Yeah, they'll punch each other, pummel each other in a front yard over on Vickery, and then just look at each other and just start making out. Say, oh, screw this fight. And
vomiting into each other's mouths.
Yeah, vomiting
mouths.
Each other's mouths, tossing it back and forth.
Every time I spot you, I've wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Let's vomit swap. Snow cone each other. Oh, God.
St. Patrick's Day.
When's the last time?
Do you think, like, workout partners have that homoerotic tension all the time?
Yeah, watching each other pump iron all the time, flexing muscles, getting all worked up.
What?
Yes, I think they do.
Oh.
I do.
Do you work out?
No, I do the lust part.
Yeah, you sit home
skip the workout.
You sit home and watch P90X and don't do anything. You just tug on
just
it.
Just kind of lazily tug.
Lazily tug with like your limp mess in one hand and a slice of Scalini's in the other.
Yeah.
Just watch a P90X video.
Scalini's got red sauce all around my beard. Just pulling my junk to one side. Just come on, work! Work!
I spent $120 on this DVD.
Oh, my.
Speaking come on.
Of oh, Lord.
Oh.
What? What's happening?
We're in yellow.
All right, we need to send Dave down. Oh, my God.
Oh, look dear. At those shoes. she's allowing access to an area you don't want access to.
Bottom.
She's walking like somebody's had access that is just a few minutes ago.
She's going to Skrillex.
That is the wavy slide to hell.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
All right, it's 10:47. Let's. I think the street is getting to the point where we can send our minion down.
Yeah, we can go have some fun with Dave the Force Field Little.
It's not my nickname.
Do you think who's the bigger Force Field, Dave Little when he interviews people or Dave Lane when he walks through a crowded bar?
You know, it is amazing. Both of them are human repellents.
I know.
They repel humans.
No.
Yeah, why is that?
Come on.
Well, no, I don't mean it bad.
No, it sounds
just fact.
Awesome.
I enjoy that T-shirt right there.
Which one?
It looks like he's got a leprechaun and one of those baby Bjorns.
That's kind of funny, right?
Yeah, that's good.
I can't see it.
He's wearing the kilt.
He's wearing the kilt. That kills it. But if he would turn around, you could see he's got a leprechaun and a baby Bjorn on the front of his shirt.
You ever worn one of those, Dave?
That's great.
Yeah, I did, and it does not work out well for
me. A kilt?
No, a baby Bjorn.
That'll send your tea count way down. All right, so what's next?
Dave Little's going to go roam around the streets of Greenville in central Dallas, Texas.
Right. Delicious.
And chase off women.
The Unticket.
You'd have been up right now.
Cranking crank again.
2 inches.
Right here.
Put 2 inches from your mouth.
What is 2 inches like?
It's 10:56
a tongue
on
length.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Put
this
a tongue
is
length away.
A special edition of The Orphanage.
It is special.
Dave and Danny, along with Dave Little and the great Gordon Keith.
Thank you, America.
Live from the Greenville Block Party for St. Patrick's Day. It's actually St. Patrick's Day today.
For once.
Ordinarily, you know, they do it on the Saturday before the actual holiday, but I guess once every 7 years we're actually on the day.
It's kind of neat, isn't it?
And
hello.
We're on the rooftop of Stan's Blue Note. Thanks to Stan's for having us once again.
And Steve.
Yes.
Thanks,
and
Steve.
And Super Steve of Stan's.
Who is Stan, then? I've only known Steve the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a mystery.
Maybe Stan is like Kip from Kip's Big Boy. He's just a
mascot.
Maybe Stan is like Sambo.
Whoa.
From Sambo's restaurant.
Oh, there's the obligatory cowboy hat made out of a 12-pack of beer cans.
The guy looked like Toby Keith.
Once again, I didn't see it.
Well, yeah, he just disappeared underneath the tent here. But we do have Dave Little with the wireless down on the street. Do we have you, Dave?
I'm right here.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want me to talk to?
The guy in the wheelchair.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Challenge him to a fight.
I will.
Stand up and fight me like a man.
Yeah, go kick over his wheelchair and tell him to get up.
I saw him at Medieval Times. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Kick him over, dump him over, and say you are healed, and see what happens.
All right.
Dump him over into the porta potty. Hover over him with your arms out like this and say, "What's up now, bitch?"
Can I do it later?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Say, "Fake it now, bitch."
Do it last.
You should interview the guy in the F me, I'm Irish shirt.
Really?
Do you want to stay away from him?
Yeah, I probably should.
He's taking a picture of you.
He's
taking a picture of the wheelchair guy.
Oh, no, it's of me.
Talk to the guy in the wheelchair.
Really? Okay.
I mean, nicely.
No, nicely.
Oh, he just got some beads.
That's okay.
Hey, man, we're on the radio with The Ticket. How you doing?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, dude, what's up?
No, I'm Dave.
Oh, I was pointing at Danny.
Oh, Danny's a fan of yours.
There's Gordon Keith.
Hey, Gordon, don't talk about my sister.
Wait, was I
doing it? Don't talk about her.
When was I ever talking about your sister?
She can't hear you.
She's embarrassed now. When was he ever talking? Were they talking about your sister?
What?
When were they talking about your sister?
This interview is going great.
No.
CPR?
What are you doing down here?
CPR. Oh, I came to get drunk.
Wow, and you got a way home, too. That's good.
What does that say on what?
On her shirt. Keep on felching.
Can I look at your...
What?
Keep on trucking.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a T, right? Wait for the microphone.
Boy, the guy in the wheelchair has been summarily dismissed, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So what are you wearing today?
Describe it for the radio audience.
It's Urban Outfitters.
Oh, my God.
It says keep on felching. And
what's your name?
Tamale.
Tamale?
It's Molly. Oh. Just Molly.
Tamale.
Would you like to promote your beer kiosk?
Yeah, promote your beer kiosk.
Come to the beer tent in front of Goody Goody across from stands. It's my birthday.
It's her birthday.
Ask her if she knows who designed the Goody Goody liquor store building.
By the way, do you know who designed the Goody Goody building?
You?
Me. No. Guess again.
Him.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright. Ask if she's ever heard of him.
Have you ever heard of Frank Lloyd Wright?
Sounds familiar.
Paul McCartney.
He's one of the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
All right, talk to the guy in the wheelchair. Find out his name, or we're not calling him the guy in the wheelchair.
Okay,
all the time.
We're tired of calling you the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh,
what's your name?
Okay. My name's Matt.
It's Matt, the guy in the wheelchair.
Hey, just Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, I have a name.
He has a name.
Yes, that's what I was saying, Matt.
How did he get in the wheelchair?
I don't know if I should answer to ask that.
No, ask. Yeah, okay.
Do you mind if I ask you how you got in a wheelchair?
I jumped off a building and I didn't die.
Okay, really? Like Dave.
Wait, why did he jump off a building?
Okay, why did you jump off a building?
No, I had a car accident.
How long ago? How long ago?
Like 12 years ago.
Oh, wow. And how are you doing?
I ran over Danny's foot one night at a bar.
In your car or your wheelchair?
No, at Bryan Street.
Really?
Now, when you see people in a Rascal, do you think they're... What do you
Wusses.
Think about that? Wusses?
I think they're posers.
Posers?
Yeah.
They're wannabe wheelchair guys.
Do you hate fat people in wheelchairs that could walk?
Let me ask
but
you
they're
this.
Just fat and lazy.
Do you hate fat people in wheelchairs that can walk, but they're fat and lazy?
I hate all people in wheelchairs.
Oh, my God.
Do you hate yourself, then?
No, I just don't. I feel like I'm in a hospital outing every time I see someone else in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you ought to kick their ass.
You seem to be mentally stable.
Ask him if he's ever seen Murder Ball.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Murder Ball?
I have.
What did you think?
Does he want to do that?
I don't play rugby, so I wasn't really that into.
Do you bowl?
No.
Do you think that
would
be cool?
That's a weird question, I think.
Do you bowl? Would you like to smoke
a bowl? That's a placeholder question for anyone.
Yeah.
Well, you've been a great sport. And we
ask
have
him if he'd like to smoke a bowl with you.
Would you like to smoke a bowl with
Tell
me?
Him we have some parting gifts for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's go.
We have some lovely parting gifts for you.
We have some hydro.
We don't really have anything for him.
No. We don't really have
We have coupons to run on. But
Well, thank you for talking
that
to us.
That is the okay, meanest no thing you've ever done.
Okay, that
the
worked out good. Oh, there's somebody.
I did not. What?
Somebody in crutches.
What it? Yeah. Oh, find someone on crutches.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the handicapped edition of the orphanage.
Oh, no.
They're handicapable.
Who should I talk to?
No, that Matt guy's a big fan of yours, Danny. You got to go talk to him.
I know. I'm up here.
Come on down here.
Jump.
I'm surprised that you didn't reprise your favorite interview question, what's your favorite disability?
I think that's an underrated
favorite.
Did you see the Will Ferrell
yeah,
interview?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Did you see how he struggled to answer that?
Yes. What's your favorite disability?
Yeah. We got a viewer mail question.
All right. Let's
Will, what's your favorite disability? Wow, that's a tough one.
They're
he repeated
good.
The question.
I'm going to have to go with blindness. What did he go with? Did he pick one?
Yeah, I think he just kind of glossed over it.
Yeah, he tried to gloss over it. Let's, but he struggled with it.
Let's get Dave to ask semi-attractive women what their favorite disability is.
Okay. Where?
But I'm disturbed by the Will segment we did because he hates people in wheelchairs.
Oh. Who does?
So, Matt, whatever his name is. Matt.
Should I talk to them?
Yeah.
No. Hey, come here.
No.
Hey, come here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We're on the radio, so don't cuss.
I love you, Gordo.
Thank
I
you, Matt.
Oh, wow, the heaviest
Thank
one
you.
Likes you.
God bless.
Are you guys Latinas?
Yes.
What you got from Spain or Paraguay or where?
Puerto Rico.
Mexico.
Full on Mexican.
Can I ask you, what's your favorite disability?
They're donkeys. They're carrying
disability?
A kilo.
Disability?
Yeah, your favorite one. Rank them.
I guess it's mules. No. You don't call them donkeys.
No.
Why not?
It is a perplexing question.
No.
What's your favorite disability?
Who are you wearing today?
Who am I wearing?
Is that like Big Lots or Ross or what is that?
Hello.
Big Lots. What?
Express.
You look great. You look great. What do you hope to get out of today?
I want to be drunk by noon.
I think you're well on your way. Do you think you'll be pulling a guy out of here?
Look at her.
He'll be pulling her out of here.
With one guy?
Has she ever fallen into a porta potty?
Have you ever fallen into a porta potty on purpose?
On purpose, no.
Have you ever just knocked on doors, go, "Who's in there? I'm ready for you."
Hey.
Yeah, just once, but I don't want to talk about it.
Tell her to go run through the facade of Goody Goody and make the Kool-Aid outline.
Don't say that.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Oh my God.
So what are you going to drink after this?
Probably another one.
How many does it take to get you drunk?
How do you say "oh yeah" in Spanish?
At least three more.
Oh yeah,
three
oh,
more.
See.
Do you speak Spanish?
Crash, bam, boom, bang.
Oh. Do you ever say "no hablo español" to people you don't want to talk to?
All the time.
And then they go, "Oh, the hell you don't."
Yes.
She's
yes,
sweet. Absolutely. I like her.
Where
she
do
is
you
a
work?
Sweet girl. She's your biggest fan.
I know. Yes. See, I didn't.
She works
I come
in
on the show and I leave with
well,
nothing but regret.
You've been a very good sport. Thank you.
We're the biggest
like hell about myself.
She is your biggest fan, literally and figuratively.
All right. So you're a
See,
jerk.
That's who is. Mean.
I am.
No
you're a
jerk.
Okay.
Dave Lane of the Ticket.
Uh oh.
All right. Boy. Please forgive me.
Coming up next, more of Dave Little from the street down at Greenville Avenue, the block party. This is the Orphanage with special guest Gordon Keith.
The Unticket.
Look at that weird afro.
He's uncertain.
Are we back? Are we?
He's uncertain.
Yes. It is 11:14 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Orphanage with Dave Little and Gordon Keith live from the roof of Stands on Greenville Avenue. The Greenville Avenue block party is in full effect.
Yes, it's very exciting.
What is the cover to get in here? Do we remember? Do we know? Is it $8?
I think all you have to do is tell them you're on the radio.
Yeah, see if that works. Say I'm here.
Me.
I'm here for the ticket broadcast.
Yeah, and you'll get in free.
But yeah, they have about what is this, six blocks fenced off.
Two, three, four, five, six, something like that.
And it'll be closed to traffic until I believe 6 p.m. tonight. It's a great event that happens every year, and it's this is the time of the day where it starts to rise up into its apex.
Now, do they, at 6 o'clock, do they bring, like, a fire truck down here and hose down the sides of the streets like some
Well, they do.
Civil rights
Have you never
riot?
Seen it?
Hey.
Have you never seen it?
I don't. Not at 6 o'clock.
They bring
Dude,
out...
The horses.
They bring
line
out the equestrian police unit, and they line up all the way across the street, all the horses chest to chest, and they march up the street, and then there are street cleaners, like... guys with trash bags and brooms sweeping up the street behind them, and then they reopen it to traffic.
That sounds like a great deal, doesn't it?
It is a great deal.
I already had a run-in with cops today.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, they're up here on the roof with us. What happened to you?
I know.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
It was, you know, I always come down this alley.
Yeah.
Doing what?
To get here.
Yes, I walked down this alley up to the broadcast
Don't
location.
Yell at me.
Too late.
And the cop stopped me, and I said, you know, going to the, this is where we always go in for the broadcast and everything. And he goes, oh, they got it closed off. I said, well, I know that they have it closed off, but I'm saying there's a way to get through, you know, and you go up to the roof. Well, no, I was just down there, and there's a fence. You totally can't get through. It's like, well, there's a passageway through those fences. Mm. Always is. No, sir. Sir, I was just down there. You question my authority? You question my knowledge, sir? No, okay, where do you want me to go? And he pointed me down there, so I had to walk like 3 blocks out of the way to come around here. And as I go to the back to get on the ladder,
yeah.
I look at that fence, and it's
wide open.
Yeah, I got a 4-foot gap there yeah. where you get through.
Yep. You could drive a wheelchair through it.
So I'm filing a formal complaint.
Really?
With HR.
Yeah. Robin and I are going to HR. To the Dallas Police
Station. Get his badge number?
Police brutality?
Yeah. No. Sir, give me your badge number.
No, I'm sorry. What?
Badge number?
Oh, is that what it is?
One, two. There it is.
Check mic.
1, 2.
I'm here on the street.
Now the wind's picking up here.
Yeah, so is the crowd, man. Look at all these wonderful people out here enjoying the festivities at the Lower Greenville St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Thanks for that reset. Do you know, despite the threat of rain, the weather has really turned out to be quite perfect today.
I love it. I want to be on it.
Love it.
I want to put the weather inside me.
Where would it fit?
Why is that the ultimate sign of love, to put something inside you? See that keg of beer? I'm going to put it inside me.
It's the ultimate act of submission.
Yes.
I want to submit to both of you guys.
Really?
Yeah, right now.
I'm glad I'm down here.
At the same time?
Here. I'm going to get a surgical knife and cut up my side. I want you both in me.
Can we just, like, crawl in?
Like a tauntaun?
That's a Star Wars joke for the world.
That's hilarious.
All right. Ask a girl who's under the age of 25 if she knows what a tauntaun is.
Oh, who?
Anyone.
Oh.
I don't care.
I don't know. Is it like an Asian restaurant?
Guys
in
talking. Guys.
Is that a noodle place?
Hey, can I talk to you? We're on the radio.
Tauntaun noodles.
Yeah, the ticket. We're right up there. No, not you, dude. I don't want to talk to you.
You know, that's what it looked like when he cut open the tauntaun. It looked like
right there,
chow mein or something.
Look, wave. Noodles.
Yeah.
Wave.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Angie.
Angie. What's your sex?
I'm a female.
She likes females. This
Why
is awesome.
Do
okay.
All girls have the same voice.
You're married?
What?
Yes, to Casey Zamp.
Oh, hey.
The ticket. He's obsessed with you guys.
I'm talking to you, though.
Ask her how old she is.
How old are you?
24.
24. Perfect.
Ask her what a tauntaun is.
Do you know what a tauntaun is?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Boy, now I don't know what's
okay. Ask her if she knows who designed the Goody Goody Liquor Building.
Do you know who designed, right behind us, the Goody Goody Liquor Building?
No, I don't.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
It's Frank Lloyd Wright.
Who is he?
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I don't.
He was in the Beastie Boys.
Have you ever seen The Empire Strikes Back?
No.
Who is Paul McCartney?
Who? You're not a nerd. Okay. Who is Paul McCartney?
In the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah.
You bet.
What other band?
Boy, you really passed the test.
We can sign off now.
Paul McCartney.
And Paul McCartney and...
Feminine Napkins have them.
It rhymes. Yeah. Oh, Feminimum Napkins have them.
Wings.
And you can, so you can play volleyball?
No, he wasn't in a band called Blood.
With more wings.
We're on the radio. Yeah.
Ask her about menstrual blood.
don't do it.
It's good talking to you.
Wait. We're not finished with her.
Yeah, ask her if she likes to make love.
Her husband's right next to her.
Okay.
So? Oh, dude.
ask this girl walking up if she's menstruating.
the Chinese one. No, she's Viet Cong. Sorry.
What is BC?
Viet Cong, man. Okay. How about this one right here?
Yeah, ask her. Thank you.
Aren't you a little old to be here?
Hi. We're on the radio.
Hi.
What's your name?
Radio.
Radio?
What radio?
The ticket.
K-Jam.
K-Jam.
Ask her where she is in her cycle.
Where are you, like, in your female parts?
Where did you park your cycle?
What
do you mean, where am I?
Where are you in your cycle?
I mean...
It's okay.
Mentally, where are you?
No, ask her. It's fine.
Not menstrually.
If you had the chance to be with somebody today, could you?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Ask her when the last time...
When is the last time
that...
No, I'm not blind. What's your favorite disability?
Really? I have no idea.
I mean, but could you, if you had to choose between a blind guy and a deaf guy, who would you be with?
Probably a deaf guy.
Yeah, well, he would probably like that.
Yeah,
you don't want the blind guy with all
the blind
crusty
guy.
Eyes. And
you want him knowing where he's going.
Little X's.
Yeah.
We're just talking, I know.
Just talk. How old is she?
How old are you? Do you mind me asking if I ask you again?
37.
How old are you?
29.
You are 29. Not. There's no way you're 29.
We thought you were much older.
Say she looks 35.
You look. Oh, come on. I do want to see your ID.
Does she have a leprechaun in that giant purse?
I want to see it. Yeah. That's a giant purse.
Ask her what is referred to when you say little man in the boat.
Okay.
Dude.
Do you like to go to White Rock? Oh, what kind of surname is Marathi?
Ask her.
Yeah, Gordon asked me to ask you
ask
that.
Ask her.
Do you listen to the ticket?
Do you listen to the ticket?
Yes.
Large labia minora.
What's your favorite show?
Has she ever been inside a Tauntaun?
All of them. I don't know.
All of them.
Okay.
Ask her if it looks like chewed bubble gum down there.
What?
Do you like Chewbacca?
I'm drawing the line.
Who do you like in the playoffs?
How about the Dallas Stars?
Are you a hockey fan?
There you go.
If Jamie Benn was here, would you take him in that porta potty and satisfy him?
Probably not.
Ask her if she's allowed all access before.
Have you ever been backstage?
Where?
Yeah, exactly.
The concert.
Right. Do you know what a Tauntaun is?
Jamie Benn's house, yes.
You've been to Jamie Benn's house? Where does he live?
The W. Really?
Oh, my gosh. You're on the air.
Wow. She knows that.
Oh, wow. You did great.
Has she ever done the walk of shame home from the W?
Have you ever done the walk of shame home from the W?
While leaking.
No.
Did you take a cab?
Yes.
You're very attractive.
Is she?
Thank you.
Ask her for a hug.
Will you hug me?
Just a small brunette. Just a side hug.
Can I have some kind of happy ending?
Can I have some headphones in here?
No, you cannot.
Yeah,
have headphones.
Put the headphones on.
Okay, hold on.
Yep. We're going to talk to her now.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Do you see Gordon Keith from the ticket?
I'm Gordon behind the flag.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
And this is Davey.
It's a flag behind
a
flag.
Hey. And so you're 29?
Yes.
And where'd you go to school?
Which one?
Well, like college.
A&M.
Usually that's what people... Ooh, you're an Aggie.
I'm Coppell. I know, right? It wasn't my choice.
Do you have the little ring that they wear?
No,
little C-ring?
No.
That
Aggie ring? College ring, you mean?
Hey, yeah. So how many different guys have you been with?
Dave?
She's pretending she doesn't hear you.
Three?
You're 29, you've been with three guys. That is a lie, and you know
it. All right. What do you like? Don't you like double that or something?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so
then
six.
Multiply it by 10.
And then the factor of three.
So when was the last time that you made love to another human?
You want me to check my calendar?
No, come on. Be honest. You can be honest. We're fine.
Like 2 weeks, maybe?
2 weeks? Do you have a steady boyfriend, or are you just dating? Dating a few people.
Just dating maybe one person.
Are you dating one guy?
Are you a big fan of the Don and Miller Show?
So if I asked you out, you wouldn't go out with me?
Are you single? I don't remember.
Yeah, look, you see a ring on it? Put a ring on it. I want you to put a ring on it.
Just because you don't have a ring doesn't mean...
A C ring.
Notice where I'm pointing when I'm saying put a ring on.
We're all having fun, aren't we, today?
Hey, how big are they?
Gordon. You want to feel them?
Yeah, would you let me?
Why is she here by herself?
I'm meeting my friends.
Really?
Are you going to drink a lot today?
What about your pizza toppings? Are they darker red or more bubblegum pink?
I love this.
More pepperoni or salami?
Pizza
toppings. Can you take me out for dinner first?
What's that? Yeah, I can take you out to dinner. Oh. Goody-goody serving taquitos right now.
Nice.
All right, I love you. What's your name again?
Shauna.
Yeah.
Shauna.
Where'd you go to high school, Coppell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you have a smoker's voice? Your voice is deep.
Raspy?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Do you like only the finest of food?
Do you like snacks?
Yes.
You've never heard of the ticket, have you?
Yes, I listen to it all the time.
No, you don't.
All right.
Okay, really, how about after the hockey game last night, Adam Burrish was on talking about why he threw the glove
kind of pull down her mic now. Kind of fade it out. All right, we love you, Shauna. We got to move on.
All right, God bless you.
God bless you. Look how big that purse is.
Yes, you have a lot of things.
Well, you did a 180 on her.
Yeah, I just don't want to talk.
I know. Wouldn't they be awesome if they would just shut up?
But I'm saying
they're opening the wrong orifice when they're talking.
Her breath was so hot, my fingers are sweating.
What does that mean?
But I don't know.
I'm saying that you didn't like her at first, and then by the end, you were trying to break your marriage vows.
Does your mic smell like bleach?
No, it broke a long time ago.
It smells like broken dreams.
Broken dreams?
Yeah. Her breath smells like broken dreams?
Yeah, and bleach.
Oh, look at this guy.
All right, coming up next, one final jam-packed power segment.
Oh, we're going to cram it all into this one segment.
From
right?
the Greenville Block Party.
It's Angry Bird.
Sports.
The Unticket.
Jen's trying to get me drunk.
Are we up? It's 11:33 on the ticket.
God,
this is
having a lot of fun now.
This is a special edition of the Orphanage. We do it every year from the roof of stands at the Greenville Avenue Block Party. And it's myself, Dave Lane, with my co-host, Danny Bayless.
Hello.
Our man on the street, Dave Little.
Hi.
And our special guest star, Gordon Keith. And we're here for another 25 minutes or so. and the party's getting cranked up, dog.
Apparently, Gordon is his comedy stylings are a huge hit on Twitter.
No, I checked my Twitter, people, and some of the more unfortunate lines,
yes, things
of
that
this
naturally come out of your mouth,
are being immortalized on Twitter,
as
and
they should be,
which will be around for forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
they'll be immortalized on the Unticket later today.
See, I hate that.
Well, you say these things.
Yeah. Well, because I get all caught up in the moment and get all worked up.
Yeah, you claim we peer pressure you into things.
I'm standing around as my friends are beating on some guy, and I'm yelling, do it, do it!
You're the leader.
You are the leader.
I'm not the leader.
You're the one that always accuses Dave of having radio blue balls.
He does have radio. You accuse him of that, and I agreed to it immediately.
Yeah.
You are the one who started it.
But you're the one that comes in here when you join us, and God, it just goes insane.
I know. All right, well,
we don't have any self-control.
I'm changing.
You're
that.
Supposed to
problem.
Be the voice of reason,
this
Gordon.
Day is about not having self-control.
That's a good point, Dave.
That's ultimately why I had to quit the rant, was because I was tired of being Dave's restrictor plate.
His governor?
Yes. Always having to. It's tiring to play goalie for 2 hours.
With your trigger finger on the dumb button?
Yes. Just made me so paranoid.
Well,
anyway. Well, all right, Dave. There's
now you're a guest, so you can say whatever you want.
That's right. Talk to that administrator right there.
Which one?
The one in the white.
The white? Oh, okay.
I don't see her.
Hi, what's your name?
Jesse.
Hi,
Jesse.
Hi,
we're
Jesse.
On the air.
Wait
we're
to
on the air,
ticket.
So don't cuss.
How are you?
Okay.
Is Danny up there?
What,
yeah.
What
do you know anybody up there?
Good. Well, my husband said that's the guys from the ticket.
Who's your husband?
Stoney.
Oh, Stoney. Stoner.
You married a guy named Stoney?
Stoner.
Stoney,
real name, I know.
What are you, who are you wearing today?
This is Target.
Navy.
Big Lots. Just like the
Target.
Kool-Aid girls.
Are you wearing Marshalls?
Converse on, and then I have Victoria's Secret on.
She has Victoria's Secret on.
Let's get a closer look at that.
Can we see your Victoria's Secret?
In front of Stoney?
Slap him. How about if we give you some beads and $20?
Slap the knockers.
Yeah.
Are those real breasts?
No.
Real expensive.
Yeah. How much did they cost? Did you have a run-on coupon?
What? Yeah, run-on coupon. No, it's a lot. But
how big grand? Were they before you got them big?
Like an A.
Now, when you got excited, did they get bigger?
Yeah, they just grew.
That's weird.
They grew. Kind of like my husband.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Oh, dear.
When he saw them, he grew too.
So do you think you're going to dump him today?
I don't know. We'll see what's out there.
What's going on with his beard? It's kind of, I don't know.
What does that mean?
I like it.
What's going on with his beard?
Do you like it?
Does it itch your thighs?
What do you do for a living?
I'm an engineering tech.
I'm an engineering tech.
What is an engineer at the ticket?
You carry the pencils? What do you do?
I'm an engineer's assistant at an oil and gas company.
She couldn't carry the pencils under those breasts.
Is that like a dental assistant?
Not really. I'm basically just their, I can't say a bad word, but their B word.
Do you wear a tube top to work?
No.
A tube top.
Do you wear scantily, are
is
you
this
scantily
how far
clad?
Women's rights have come.
Yeah.
Describe yourself
sometimes.
As a bitch for the office.
If you like, if you want a raise, will you wear something that kind of showcases your butt?
I want to go home.
My best asset is my boobs, so I show my boobs off.
Well, let's see your night soil maker.
Okay, I don't know. Do you know what night soil means?
Night Soil?
Yeah, they're a good band, right? They're going to be at Wallflower.
Never heard of them.
Yeah. Don't they sing The Time Has Come?
What kind of music do you like?
I like all music.
Oh, I hate that answer.
Rap is my favorite.
Rap is your favorite, yet you're white.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Does she like Jay-Z?
Do you like Jay-Z?
He's okay.
You like Wiz Khalifa?
You like Wiz Khalifa?
I like Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Maquifa.
Like Velveeta?
Cheese,
Queen Latifah?
Do you know who designed the Goody Goody building behind us?
No, I don't. Who?
Frank Lloyd Wright. Have you ever heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Oh, my God.
If Frank Lloyd Wright was here, could he see your boobs?
Sure.
Confusing.
He's dead.
Ask her the disability one.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite disability?
Favorite disability?
Yeah, I mean, if you had to rank them.
I think dyslexia would be good.
I don't know. I guess... I don't know.
See,
if I was a blind guy, would you show me your boobs? But what if I had to feel them to know that that's what I was looking at?
I don't know if I'd let you do that.
Has she ever had a parent die?
Have you ever?
Oh God!
Have you ever, been to Shreveport?
Yes.
What'd you do there?
Why are you laughing? I think I would.
That's the funniest translation of a question I've ever heard.
What's going on with your tattoos?
Oh, God.
Nothing. I'm going to get a sleeve eventually.
Oh, a sleeve? Is that, are you saving up for the color?
Wait, I didn't see she's got tattoos.
No, I don't like color.
Yeah, show them the tattoos.
Oh. You don't like color.
Oh. Do you have, are your boobs tattooed?
No, my boobs aren't tattooed. So.
Don't ever do it.
But if you could put something on your boob, what would it say and why?
Aim here.
I'd put the ticket.
The ticket.
Yeah, right.
If your boob was a starving child, how much food could he eat?
A lot. A lot.
What does that mean?
I'll never understand what that means as long as I live.
What's your favorite disability?
I'll go with being blind.
Okay.
That's
okay,
number one.
Tell you want to use a speculum on a birth canal.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a cave?
No, I've never been to a cave. Well, actually, in Mexico, I swam underneath a cave. Yeah,
okay. like a conch.
What?
Sure, I don't know what a conch is.
Oh, sure you do. Yeah, you do.
She'll have one in her face in about 5 minutes. She'll come up here.
Do you like to spelunk?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Has anybody ever spelunked with you?
How about on you?
I don't know. What is it?
Do you know what the term razzmatazz means?
No.
Would you like to know?
Yes.
All right,
would you like to go into the alley by the porta potty? Is that where you met your husband?
Thank her and punch her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think you could take a punch?
Yeah.
Where? Like in your baby maker or where?
Oh my God.
Anywhere?
Punch her in the taint and leave.
What's your best feature other than your boobs?
I'll go with my legs.
If you could rank the disabilities and
ask her to spread her best feature.
Do you have a Vespa?
I love Dave Tresman.
Do you not have a Vespa?
Do you not like scooters?
Have you ever been,
in a cave?
I don't know what's
a scooter.
Ask her if you heard about the gay caveman.
No, not really.
What's the difference between Bossier City and Shreveport, do you think?
I have no idea.
Ask her if she heard about the gay caveman.
Okay, have you ever been to Oak Lawn on a summer day?
Come on. Ask her the gay caveman thing.
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gay caveman.
Gay caveman who?
Right.
Gay caveman all over you.
All right. Say thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the ticket.
Now, when she turns to walk away, punch her in the neck.
Now, I want to, when you walk away, shake it, okay?
Okay.
My butt?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
Bottom.
There she goes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You whacked her tail.
Thank you so much. That's going to come in handy later.
Yeah.
You will.
Do what?
You're going to.
In handy.
In handy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, my wife listens to the ticket.
Oh, does she really?
No.
I thought your wife hated the ticket.
No, she hates
every time I came over your house, she always hated me.
She hates the fact that I never got a job on the ticket and that I still make $8 a night.
I thought she just hated anything you were involved with.
That's true, too.
I thought she just hated you in general.
For 23 years.
You make $8 a night?
Well, sometimes if I sell merch.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's awesome. Going pretty good. Here's a black guy eating a hot dog.
Well, that's stereotypical.
Well,
ask him how his nutrition is.
No, he's okay. Going to punch you.
Hey, how about this one right here?
Ask the guy. Talk to the hot dog guy. Ask him when's the last time he didn't eat it fast food.
Hey, black guy.
Oh, jeez, Dave.
What?
You talk to the gray-headed guy in the kilt.
Yeah, right behind you.
Right there.
Oh, hey, excuse me, sir.
Is that a man?
I think it is. Boy, he's walking.
Excuse me, sir.
Talking.
Excuse me, sir. Hi. Hi. We're on the radio right there.
I'm in a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Are you in a Led Zeppelin cover band?
No, I'm not.
You know you're wearing a kilt, right?
Yes, I do.
What's that thing in front of your kilt called?
It's called a sporran.
A what?
Sporran.
Can you spell that?
Sporran. Sporran.
What's in it?
What's your favorite disability?
Ignorance.
Is he
ignorant?
Oh, good one.
That's a nice one.
Is he going authentic under the kilt?
Are you authentic under the kilt? I mean, did you bring your penis?
Only thing I have is a certain shade of lipstick.
Okay, let's see it.
Oh, my God.
That happened like 3 years ago. I don't want to see that again.
Thank you, buddy. He's got to go.
Enough.
He's so tired of me.
That plaid he's wearing, that's the night watchman.
Oh, I don't want to get in front of Rager. Oh, boy.
So, seriously, you don't wear underpants under that, right?
No,
underpants.
That is so dumb.
I'm a Scotsman. I gotta know.
That.
Oh,
that would not work.
Hey, talk to Kevin Smith here, walking at you with the
Kevin Smith.
Thing. He's back behind you. All right, you missed him.
Ask him where Jay is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy that can't get on Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know who to talk to.
Come on, make some radio magic. We're running out of time here. Dave, have you not talked in the past hour?
He's napping. Leave him alone.
Yeah, I want to go home. I'm ready.
Do you want me to talk to a girl or a guy?
Wait, you went into a funk.
I'm fine.
You went into a funk.
He's sleepy.
I'm sleepy.
He's going to jump off
the sun
roof.
Came out, and it made me sleepy.
But I'm the one in the sun. You're up under a parasol.
Parasol? This is chim-chiminy.
I ran out of jokes. I don't have any more jokes.
It doesn't stop me.
I ran out in 98, and I'm still in the air.
Yeah, look at me.
He's been doing the same crap for 15
years.
Exactly.
You want to hear Ribby again?
Oh, do him again.
No,
do
shut
Ribby.
Up.
Do Microphone Johnson.
Die. All of you die.
Check one,
do you
two.
Like pudding?
Can you do Norm? Can you do Norm twice?
Shut up.
Let's just go through all of your characters and do like really
and just reduce them
horrible versions of them and reduce them over the next hour.
Can you do text, why? Do why text do you need to do that when I do that at 8:40 every day?
I don't know.
Do text Ram.
Text Ram?
Yeah.
Hello from hell.
That's a good one.
Why is he in hell?
Why is he in hell?
Wow, sorry.
Oh, Lord. Well.
Who should I talk to?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is Dave's mic on, or is it just...
He's check one, too.
He's got a lot on his mind right now.
What are you doing? Are are you involved in some sort of text fight or something?
No, I'm
Did you
fine.
Get a text message?
No, I'm good.
Something shut you down today.
No, I'm good.
What shut you down?
I'm the sun.
Hey, a girl just kicked my ass.
So?
She kicked me.
She kicked you?
Yeah. What do you mean, so?
I'm just saying, that's par for the course for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, man.
It's terrible.
What's your wife's been doing for 23 years?
kicking your ass like a little bitch. What do you say now, Dave Little?
Yeah.
Dave.
Why is it on
you? What do you do about it?
That's your real name?
Oh, boy.
Hey, there's a Mexican.
Hey.
What did you call him?
Hey, there's a Mexican.
But he didn't use the I.
Mexican.
Mexican?
Mexican. I talked to this bald guy that looks like he could...
There's some guy trying to...
Oh, he was air humping you.
He was fake BFing you.
All right. I guess
what?
I got to talk
to him. Best friending you?
Hi, what's your name?
Brett.
Brett, what were you doing to me?
Does he want to be
back?
Inside you?
I was walking by.
Yeah. All right, undulating with pelvic thrusts.
Stretching my hip flexors out.
Oh, your IT bands?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're a little tight.
What's your favorite disability?
I like to play a game called Paraplegic Tuesdays with my girlfriend.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
You alternate weeks?
When do you think that beard's going to come in?
It's about a three-month beard right now.
No, it's not. It's not even a beard yet.
Well, I'm trying to work on it a little bit. It's a little patchy right now.
Bail out.
Marijuana. I don't know what it is.
Does he listen to the ticket?
Do you listen to the ticket?
I love the ticket.
Bail out.
But do you listen to it?
I listen to it all the time.
What's your favorite show person?
The Hardline.
Show person is the Hardline.
Hardline. That's a show. It's not a person.
Oh, Corby.
Why do you like Corby?
Bottom.
Because
he's like me, man.
Because
we're both
awesome,
douches and... Because we're both douches. All right.
That's Danny right up there.
Don't listen to me.
Danny? Danny!
If you were going to say something to Dave Lane, what would it be?
Who's Dave Lane?
Hey, if y'all were to say something to Dave Lane, what would it be?
You can't cuss.
See what?
This is
are we
going
live on the ticket?
Right. No, we're not live.
I'm gonna leave.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
They were really good.
Keep listening.
Dave's in a text fight.
He is in a text fight.
With an angry bird.
And if you just acknowledge it and give us some explanation, we'll cover for you.
No, I don't need to cover.
Do you need to go?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm worried about Dave.
I am too. It's like, you're supposed to be a host of this show. I'm a guest. I'm supposed to be talking less than you.
No, but when you are here, the reason that you're here is because people want to hear your voice on the air.
No, they don't. They want to hear Dave Little.
And it gives us an opportunity to take a Saturday off.
Yeah, apparently.
And still get paid handsomely.
I'm not getting a dime for this.
I know.
Hey, should I find a girl for Dave Lane?
Stop swallowing the mic.
Oh, okay.
We're like Tom Sawyer.
I don't mean to swallow the mic. Look at that guy.
All right, coming up next, we're going to, I guess, mix with someone or wrap it up.
Do we have mixing?
Lower Greenville?
Hello?
What an abortion of a show.
Well, you know what? That's what happens on the weekends, Gordon.
Well, it's because of him and that phone of his.
All right, we'll be back after these brief messages.
The Unticket.
It's 11:56. This is The Orphanage with Dave Little and Gordon Keith and friends. And we're wrapping up a successful day of broadcasting from the Greenville Avenue Block Party. Greenville on the rooftop of stands between Vanderbilt and Vickery.
Yeah.
And it's peaking. It's getting to the nut-to-butt time.
It's turtling.
Ambulance is here.
Ugh. See?
Turtling. What?
God designed humans wrong.
Why is that?
Just
if you were God, what would you have done?
You do feel like everything you do is worthless. It's taken down like three notches when you're straining on the American standard, isn't it?
Oh.
You're straining on a toilet?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Like when Einstein was straining on a toilet, was he thinking, God, I'm sick. I hate myself. Or is he thinking, no, I contributed something to humanity, and I'm I'm better than
See, that's the thing that people do. Like, Einstein has to be smart and calculate equations and stuff, and then you have that want
to
play music and paint and... All you're doing is trying to compensate for the fact that you're nothing but a machine that creates feces. That's it. That's all we do. We eat, we consume.
Look at all these doo-doo makers out here.
There's so much
doo-doo.
We're all creators.
Yes.
When Einstein was having to go through a half roll of toilet paper to try and clean up his mess.
Yeah. As Einstein's looking down after wad, going, geez, man, what's going on?
Fajitas.
I need an equation to figure out how many wipes I need.
Good Lord, the flushable wipes aren't even helping.
He's thinking, geez, fajitas.
But I'm still smart.
Yeah.
Yep.
I came up with an equation.
Yes. He probably immediately ran to his desk to try to compensate, and that's when he came up with the special theory of relativity or
something.
There
you go.
After a dump.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Is that not what it's called?
So you think all these people down here are pretending that it doesn't really happen, right?
Yeah. She is not a ballerina.
They're not. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Yikes.
She could clog up a porta potty.
That's where she's going.
Oh, my.
The crane isn't going to be able to lift that porta potty back onto the truck.
The crane's going to lift it up, and it's going to explode out the bottom like a soggy grocery sack.
It's like a Jackass episode.
This is so wrong.
That guy has a long tie.
On every level. Man, there are some hot
everybody
women
here,
out here.
Everybody here is trying to plan their doo-doos. Like, they went this morning, or they're trying to hold
so
it until
sick.
Tonight.
Why are you talking about this?
They're planning on
it.
Oddly enough, this is what's drawn him out of his depression. This talk.
Doo-doo talk.
It's seriously, navigating your way through the day is just, it's working your way around doo-doo.
Hmm.
Your doo-doo schedule.
Just defile somebody else's house party.
Hey, who's that back there at the Ticket Radio Station headquarters?
This is half of the Cirque du Soleil radio program, Cash Soroy,
Hello,
with my
Cash.
brand new brother, Donovan Lewis.
Oh, my God.
He's pretty hot.
I'm so jealous.
Fellas.
You get to work with Donovan.
Fellas, what is up?
What's up, D?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Man, you would not believe the bootay. At the St. Pate's Day Parade.
That is white prize heaven out there, man.
So many luscious white women.
Have you guys seen any bear sweater meat?
What?
No.
No, that doesn't happen out here.
No, I did see a guy's balls 4 years ago, though. That was real fun.
We had that on tape.
God, they're exciting.
How gross and hasty they were.
It looked like he rubbed like a hot fudge sundae all over it before he went out.
What the hell?
Hey, Danny, did you ever find out how to say oh yeah in Spanish?
Yeah, it's oh sí.
That was
funny. I got your text message.
That's the greatest,
poor
man.
Girl.
We're so depressed about our content today.
I know. Ooh, look at you. You solid whore.
Who are you talking to?
That brunette has a gorgeous face.
Oh, the yellow
she's
tank top?
Chunky thighs, though. I mean, muscular.
Well, yeah, she's...
How was that noisemaker?
It ain't bad.
Don't call it a noisemaker.
That's what it is, Gordon.
No noise should ever come from that.
The old food distributor?
Yeah. Her body trumpet.
Her body trumpet. Sing the body electric.
Oh, God. See, now that, I'm going to regret that joke
what?
For the rest of the day.
That's going to be tweeted.
Her balloon knot?
What?
Oh, man. So what are you guys going to do today?
We're just looking for somewhere to poop.
Is that right?
Gross. Yeah. Stop talking about it.
That's the whole plan. We're going to find a house party of somebody that's unsuspecting. Yeah. And
there's plenty of them.
I just leave my door unlocked on a day like today. Just help yourselves, guys.
Where do you live?
Knock it out.
Did Dave get another text? Why isn't he talking?
He's back. I'm
right
here. No, he's back.
Okay.
He's back. I just made two jokes.
What were they?
I don't remember.
In your head?
And you know what, Dave? I'm wearing Big Lots.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, you look good in them.
It's a special of mine. I like wearing Big Lots.
That's not such a bad store.
Donnie, I want to compliment you on your bit you did this week.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, Behind the Drop?
Yeah, he sent me a copy of it. It was very funny. Has that aired?
I heard reviews about that.
It was aired at 150 on Friday.
Very well produced, I heard.
Thank you. And thank you for your contribution, Gordon.
Oh, sure.
I didn't do nothing.
Anytime.
What was the subject of Behind the Drop?
It was Bob's This Is Not Some Guy in the Next Cubicle Over.
Oh.
So we had to dive and get the whole story behind that. So
is this going to be a recurring bit?
Yeah. We did Dan's We're Having Fun Here, No? That was the first one. And Bob is the second one. So I don't know what's going to be next, but we'll dive into it.
You walking out?
I was thinking either that or my wife saying, you've been hanging around those white people too long.
Oh, my God. Do that one, please.
We'll get the story behind that.
The context is the upper decker?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is one of the greatest lines ever. You've been hanging around them white people.
Well, there's T.O.
Is it really?
That's not T.O.
That's not T.O.
Go ask him T.O. yeah. questions.
We don't. We don't all look alike.
It's Brandon Haywood.
No,
he's not. No, it's Trevor Daly.
Trevor Daly.
He's a light-skinned black man.
Is he good at hockey?
He's good.
He's
Is
pretty good.
Cool, man.
Good.
And he's my BFF.
Oh. Are y'all buddies?
Yeah.
Well, every time Donovan goes on a road trip, they hang out.
Yeah, we have a dinner date.
No doubt.
Because Trevor's like, oh, my God, another black guy.
Right.
He talk about hanging around the white people too long. Think about his scene.
Yeah, I know. But we have a dinner date. We have good times.
There is no way that there is an ounce of street in Trevor Daly.
When the fights start.
No, I don't think. You know what? In Winnipeg, we were on the Stars road trip. Winnipeg, they have two brothers on their squad.
Mm-hmm.
So all three were on the ice at the same time. It's like 30% of the players on the ice are black. That has to be a record.
See, they got to like dominate when they're that way.
It looked like an NBA game in the 70s.
That's Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain. And
that's
about it. An NBA game in the 70s.
Early 70s.
Yeah.
Here's one. Oh, too many. Too many. Somebody go to the bench.
Well, I'm incredibly jealous that we're not out there with you guys.
Did you just crater?
I don't know why you're not.
Gordon just got a text and he cratered.
He's doing his Dave Lane.
What did you do?
What happened?
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, it's no.
It's all cool.
Oh, it's all cool?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. Yeah, I wish you guys were out of here, man. It's a
we're
scene.
Such sensitive broadcasters. We're just on the brink of cratering at any moment. Just one bad text.
You can't take any criticism or have anything going on at
home. One negative tweet, one bad text.
Right, just sends us spiraling.
That's why it takes six of us to do one show for 2 hours.
Yeah, because three of them are down at any one point. They're not working, not functioning.
Right.
Hey, Gordon, I will see you later on this afternoon.
Oh, that's right. You guys are co-hosting big shindig.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here on the program. I wanted to promote my appearance.
Awesome.
Hey, can we get you guys on stage with Mini Kiss?
Look at that one over there.
Hey,
this kind of 70s looking hair.
She saluted us.
Hey, Gordon. Yeah.
With her Jersey Shore boyfriend.
Good Lord.
Hey, Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Time out.
Hold on. I'm trying to time it.
Time what?
When she walked right up underneath me, I wanted to get sprinkled.
Sprinkled.
Oh, my God.
Yummy delicious.
That is well.
What is this? Is this soft soap? What is that?
Well put together is what that is.
Soft soap.
That's number one so far.
Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the hottest we've had yet.
Yep.
Which one in the green?
It's raining lotion.
Okay. Yes.
That's the one in the green. Time. You wasted her time with that, Dave.
Yeah, like always.
Oh, see, now Dave's checking out. As always.
And now he's down.
It's like egg white?
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it's egg white.
Egg white?
It smells like bleach. What? It smells like Comet or...
No.
Somebody's eating cottage cheese next to me.
Cottage cheese.
All right.
Okay.
I guess we should probably go and let these boys do their thing.
Let's go to Shreveport.
Is somebody spitting loogie?
my God, someone's mouth is bleeding because there's a little bit of...
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
The taste is familiar, though.
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, we are in so much trouble with management.
Oh, Lord.
So much trouble.
Yeah, so wait. I'm here to plug a...
Yes, oh, yeah. Promote your
please.
Appearance instead of...
Here we are.
...threatening to it.
6 minutes after the show is ended, I'm finally getting around to promoting the what I want to...
You're goody-goody today, right?
No, I'm not at goody-goody.
You'll be commemorating
one,
your...
That building is beautiful, though.
Number one, I want to promote my Will Ferrell interview exclusively on GordonKeith.com right now.
Cocky.
Number two, I want to promote GordonKeith.com outside of the Will Ferrell interview as well.
Exclusively.
You're
exclusively.
Gone. Where can you find that?
Also, I have a web presence at GordonKeith.com. I want to promote that. And...
Where's that?
I'm going to be at Ringo's Pub tonight from 6 to 7, is that right?
Aren't you playing...
six to seven.
Are you playing with Minnie?
Six when to 6:15?
When is it, Donovan?
I have to be out there at 5, from 5 to 10.
I was told that I needed to be there for 1 hour,
okay.
6 to 7.
Well, when are you guys sharing the stage with Minikiss?
Right, big time.
And that's Ringo's Pub in...
Plano.
Forney?
Plano's?
Forney.
Is it like the Shops at Legacy?
Yes, Plano.
Shops at Legacy, is that what you said?
Yes.
But no grooves, right?
No grooves. He's sick.
He has measles.
He has the measles?
Whatever. Gordon won't carry him in a baby beyond.
Wait, he's sick again?
Yes.
He's still sick. It's
he
a continuation.
He should have never come back to work because that little bastard got me sick. And Mike Reiner.
You're sick right now?
Yes.
Stop making out with him.
Dang it.
He's got chicken pox?
Measles.
No, all right, so doesn't. Yeah, Ringo's Pub, Donovan and me. Donovan will be there at 5. I'll get there at 6. We go till 7.
6-ish.
I'm totally going to make out with somebody tonight.
Do it.
And we'll be introducing Minikiss.
That's so awesome. You're so lucky. How did you get this job? How'd you get your start in radio?
You're asking me at 12:07.
What's your favorite disability?
Why doesn't Danny promote his appearance?
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the Dubliner at 1 o'clock.
Are you watching Beer?